From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Authorities in Egypt say the New Year's Day attack against Christians in the port city of Alexandria was the work of an al-Qaeda-linked group based in Gaza. Egypt's interior minister named the group today as the Army of Islam. The attack killed 21 Christians and wounded about 100. It was the deadliest attack against Christians in Egypt in more than 10 years. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is reacting to the stalemate over Iran's nuclear program. 2 days of negotiations between Iran and six world powers ended in Istanbul yesterday with no clear agreement to meet again. But on state television today, Ahmadinejad spoke as if the talks will resume. He said that if the world powers are just, a good agreement will be concluded in further sessions. The talks broke down over Iran's uranium enrichment program. When President Obama delivers his State of the Union address this week, one of his key themes will be how Americans can win the future. NPR Scott Horsley reports Mr. Obama is offering a preview of the speech and a video message to supporters.
President Obama will make the case on Tuesday that the government must deal with its deficit in a responsible way. But he'll also argue for more government investment in key areas that he sees as vital for the U.S. to keep pace with other countries around the world.
My number one focus is going to be making sure that we are competitive, that we are growing, and we are creating jobs, not just now, but well into the future.
Mr. Obama will also stress the need for Republicans and Democrats to find more common ground. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A California official is warning the state could once again face the prospect of issuing IOUs to its creditors. As Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports, the state treasurer says a move will have to be taken this spring if lawmakers don't resolve the state's financial problems.
Analysts estimate California's budget deficit at about $25 billion. The warning from Treasurer Bill Lockyer, made during a weekend conference at UC Berkeley, was the first public comment since the new administration took office that suggests the current fiscal crisis is approaching the point that IOUs could be warranted. In 2009, California had to issue promissory notes to creditors when the state ran short of cash. A spokesman for Governor Brown declined to comment on Lockyer's admonition. In his response to the crisis, Brown recently proposed to the legislature what has been described as a draconian budget. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
The government is trying to help create new medicines. The New York Times reports the government is planning to start a billion-dollar government drug development center because many large drug makers are trimming back on research. The director of the National Institutes of Health tells the Times that the industry's research productivity has been declining for years and shows few signs of reversing that trend. This is NPR News. It's shaping up to be a cold weekend in much of the Northeast and elsewhere, and forecasters say it will only get colder. A blast of Arctic weather has settled in. Fela Numa is a sightseeing ticket agent in New York City.
You have to wear strong layers of clothes, and the air is not too good, especially when it's windy.
It might be a good idea to take Numa's advice if you're heading out to see the Pittsburgh Steelers take on the New York Jets in the AFC title game. Forecasters say it could be around 13 degrees at Pittsburgh's Heinz Field at kickoff this evening. The other NFL conference championship has the Green Bay Packers traveling to Chicago to play the Bears. NPR's Mike Pesca has this preview.
The Bears and Packers have played each other 181 times in their storied histories, but only once before in the playoffs. This, their second postseason showdown, will pit a very solid Bears defense against a Packers offense that at times has sputtered but is now playing extremely well. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers has shown himself to be perhaps the most skilled young passer in the league. Bears quarterback Jay Cutler, on the other hand, is prone to throw interceptions. Even though the Bears have the better record and home field advantage, they're still slight underdogs in the game. In the AFC Championship, the Jets travel to Pittsburgh for what should be an intense defensive contest. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
A record's been set at the Australian Open. Francesca Schiavone and Svetlana Kuznetsova have set the record for the longest women's match ever played at a Grand Slam tennis tournament. Schiavone needed 4 hours, 44 minutes to beat Kuznetsova today, and she advances to the quarterfinals. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.
Support for